This call is being recorded.
So, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the call, and I want to start off with some announcements. So, first of all, my Christmas party here in Kelowna is happening on Saturday, December the 6th at the Golf and Country Club. And the attendance registrations is awesome. We have about 65 registrants. The fee is $20, and it includes the brunch and gifts and party. Our guest speaker is Jennifer Cole. She's the general manager of Nature Sunshine Canada, so we're going to be excited to have her on board. Next one is Taffy Team registrations are now opened. We will be starting Taffy Team 47 in January. If you know of someone who would like to do Taffy, or if you are that person that would like to do Taffy, please register by calling me 250-718-2852. That's also my text number. Taffy Team 45 have completed our last session of Taffy today, so congratulations. They will be doing their completion ceremony next Monday. And Taffy Team 46 is well on its way. So we're excited about that. The third announcement. I am really excited about this one. Stephen Horn, the master herbalist, the amazing master herbalist, will be coming to tour Western Canada. And that's happening in January. So put these dates down. Winnipeg is January 27th. Vancouver is January 28th. That's a Monday. St. Albert is January 29th, Red Deer is January 30th, and Kelowna is January 31st. And we have another call happening next Monday, December the 10th. Yeah. And that will be our last call until January the 14th. So that's my announcements. Now, my next thing that I have to deal with here is that there's a buzz on my line and there's background noise. I don't know where it's coming from. If you could please mute out. So there's a mute button on your keypad. Okay, if you could attend to that because it's really buzzing. Okay, if you could please do that. Otherwise, I mean, I could mute everybody out from this end and open everybody later. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Okay, so those are my announcements for this evening. And we are so honored and privileged to have Jacqueline Johnston on the call. She's our guest speaker. She is also an educator and a practitioner. She has been a teacher for many, many years, just like I have. So she's retired from her teaching career. She has a master's in education and a Bachelor of Arts degree. And so I'm going to call upon Jacqueline. Thank you, Jacqueline, for taking the time out of your life to be on our call this evening and to share your success stories in the work that you do in using therapeutic nutrition as part of your program in helping other people. Thank you, Jacqueline, and on to turn it over to you. Go ahead, please, Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline, are you there? Hello? Oh, what happened here? Hello, Jacqueline?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you. Okay,
oh,
go
good.
Ahead, please, Jacqueline.
Okay, right. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Other than Donna? Okay, good. So first, I'd like to thank Donna for so kindly inviting me on. I'm delighted to be here. And Donna's asked me to talk about some of the people I've dealt with over the years. I started working on this with Donna in 2010 or thereabouts. And it's been a wonderful journey. And this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So, yeah. So, I'm going to cite a few cases to you, and then you can, Donna, would you like me to open it to questions after each case, or would you like me to do them all?
At the end, Jacqueline would be more appropriate, I think. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Okay. So there's quite a number of people I've worked with in a variety of places. And I just want to tell you right away that this is not all, you know, stories with a wonderful, happy ending and everything. But I'll tell you what happened. And okay, so I'll cite a few cases. One of my first cases, one of the most interesting, was a gentleman called Brett from Palo Alto, California. And he had a brain tumor. And it was very interesting how I got in touch with him, because he was the lawyer for Dr. Forsythe, who is the only doctor in North America who uses pawpaw. But he, anyway. Hello, Donna, can you hear the interference?
I can hear you, Jacqueline. I don't know where the interference is coming from, but could you please mute out
anyway.
For those people who are on the call? Please mute out on your telephone keypad.
Can
what
you
is
hear
the
me?
Number? Yeah, what's the number for muting out, Donna?
I don't have a number any longer, but there should be a mute button on the dial keypad.
Yeah, well, that's what I did just now, and that's why you couldn't hear me. So
right,
that's
okay.
Button,
okay. There, we're good now, Jacqueline. Go ahead, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Okay, no background noise. Great. Great. So the first case I'm citing is Brett from way back in 2010, 2011. He was from Palo Alto, California. And Brett was the lawyer for Dr. Forsythe, which is what I was saying just now. Dr. Forsythe is the only doctor in North America that I know of who's using pawpaw for his cancer treatment. He's a very outside the box doctor. And so Brett used to go from Palo Alto to Arizona, where Dr. Forsythe's clinic is. And so he used to start calling me when he left Palo Alto, and he used to talk all the way to Arizona. So anyway, so one day he told me that he had a brain tumor, and he said, it's funny, you're doing this program, and I've just come out of hospital, and the surgeon said that he left 15% of the tumor in the brain, because if he operated any more and yanked it all out, that I'd be paralyzed. So Brett was saying, so what would you suggest I do now? So I said, okay, well, there's this program, and I told him about it and everything. And he was just the nicest guy. And I got friendly with his wife as well during the course of this, which was very, very nice. And so what happened was this. This was a very, very interesting case. So anyway, basically, in the beginning, for 2 months, he was messing around. And he says, well, nothing's happening, you know. And he says, I'm going for another test or another scan and everything. And I said, Brett, you know, if you do this, remember I told you in the beginning, you have to take it seriously. You have to make it your focus. This is, you know, going into this program is like a career change. You really have to put some real effort into it and do things you've never done before. So he says, okay, he says, you're the boss. So anyway, so from then onwards, he stuck to the straight and narrow, and he said, oh, you know, I'm having trouble giving up the bread and everything. So I said, don't worry, you know, we'll be talking every week, and because, you know, I run a coaching program and I walk people step by step through it. So anyway, so he said, yeah. So he says, yeah, you know, this is real good. I feel real good. Now the whole family's eating this way. Whole family meaning his wife and one son. So a five-year-old. And it's significant what I'm saying here about having one son. So So anyway, 4 months later, fast forward 4 months later, I told him all the blood tests and all the things to get tested on and everything, and to send me the results, which he did. Everything I asked him to do, he did faithfully and religiously. So a couple of days after he'd given me all his blood tests, and I told him, this is wonderful, you know, everything's fine, and, you know, no, and they took a scan, and there was no more tumor, it vanished, you know, because he had been on the straight and narrow. And then about a week later, Brett was driving from Palo Alto to Dr. Forsythe's clinic in Arizona again, and he said, hey, Jacqueline, guess what? And I said, what? And he said, well, guess, you know, he says, you know, I have a five-year-old, right? And he says, you know that Laura and I have been dying for another kid, right? We want another kid. And he says, I want a girl, and I want her to have curly hair just like me, and so on and so forth. So he says, well, guess what? He says, we're pregnant. And then he said, Jacqueline, do you think it's got anything to do with my cancer being gone? And I said, what did I tell you, Brett? You know, I wanted to say, of course it does, but I wanted him to say it. I said, do you remember what I told you? When you fix up the cancer, you fix up a whole host of other things in the body as well. And so he says, you know, my wife's been wondering for 5 years, is it her or is it me? Is it her or is it me? He says, now I know it was me. So I said, yes, so you keep on the straight and narrow and, you know, keep eating the way I told you to eat, because this is fundamentally a nutritional program, and take all the things I ask you to take when I ask you to take them and how I ask you to take them. He says, no problem. He says, this is the way I'm going to live for the rest of my life. And so 9 months later, I get on Facebook, and what do I see? Brett feeding the little baby. He's got a second son. And he was just over the moon. He put it all over Facebook, and then he put his wife on Facebook, and most of the pictures was him feeding the baby, or him just, you know, tossing the baby in the air. Facebook was just full of it, right? And he was thrilled out of his mind. He was a very, very, very strong family man, and and since then they had one more baby, and that was a girl. So that's a very, very happy success story that I'm happy to share with you. The second story I'm going to share with you is Kathy from Texas. And Kathy had a huge weight problem. And she was at least 40 or 50 pounds overweight. And how she got in touch with me was her sister, Dr. Joan, who's a naturopathic doctor from Arizona. Dr. Joan had taken Kathy with me. And she said, you know what, I don't want to do, I've never done this before, so why don't you take Kathy on? So I said, sure, no problem. So it was a wonderful story, because Dr. Joan was a wonderful human being. And she called Kathy every single day during the time she was talking with me. And every time we had a coaching session, Kathy said, is my weight going to go down? Is my weight going to go down? Is my weight going to go down? Because she was so heavy that she needed a walker to get around. And she was only, in her early 40s, right? And so anyway, she was just wonderful. She was so compliant. Everything I asked her to do, she did exactly as I said. And she was just a lovely, lovely person to deal with. Then what happened was in the summer, this happened in the early months of the year. I can't remember, maybe about 6 or 7 years ago. And so her sister and her husband decided, so Dr. Joan and her husband decided to drive down to Texas to see how Kathy was, you know, just to see her physically, even though she spoke to her every day. So they drove down to Texas. And they were at Kathy's house. Now, they had this big sprawling house with lots of land around and everything. And Kathy was, very happy to see her sister. She just adored her sister. She adored Dr. Joan, absolutely. And I mean, who else would call you every single day to find out how you are? You know, so that's your wonderful, wonderful instance of cooperation within the family. And so when Dr. Joan got there with her husband, she expected her sister to be, you know, sort of slowly dragging herself out of the house to come and greet them, you know, at the entrance and everything. And she was, the family truck was there, and Kathy was standing by the truck with her walker. And so... So as soon as Joan got out of the car, Dr. Joan got out of the car, she said, just watch this, Joan. She says, have a look. First of all, Joan was, you know, flabbergasted, because she'd lost about 25 pounds already just in a few months from doing the program for cancer. She had breast cancer, right? I wasn't working on her weight specifically, but this happened. And so So as soon as when Joan got out of her car and she was walking towards Kathy, I remember Kathy was standing there with her walker. She just pushed her walker aside and she says, "Watch this, Joan." And she climbed up the steps of the pickup truck herself without any help and with no problems whatsoever. And she was just thrilled. And at that time, you know, we kept very close tabs on her, all her tests, you know, all the blood tests I asked her to have and all the other tests and so on. And they were all coming back better and better and better. And so she climbed up onto the truck and she waved to everybody. Other members of the family were there because there's seven sisters in that family. And so it was a very, very happy reunion. So anyway, that's another happy story. Now, Donna, would you like me to tell the story of what happened to Joan and her husband when she got back to Arizona?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then after the visit, Joan stayed there for about maybe 2 weeks or something. And then so Kathy was totally thrilled. And she says, "Look at me, you know, my clothes are all too big for me now and everything." So Joan says, "Okay, let's go shopping." So anyway, Joan, after about 2 weeks, she went back to Arizona with her husband. Now, they were driving back to, you know, to their home in Arizona, and they were just happened to be passing by one of the Mayo clinics. Anyway, as it happened, right in the car on the way back, Joan's husband, Tim, had a massive, massive heart attack, you know, the kind you call a widowmaker. And so anyway, Joan had taken Taffy, and you know how you learn in Taffy that you need to have MC on you. You know, I certainly told her, you know, since your husband has a heart condition, everywhere you go, you know, take a whole bunch of MCs, take capsicum, you know, take. I told her what to take, and she did. And he had a heart attack, a widowmaker, right there in the car. Now, the next part of the story is even more extraordinary. So she did exactly what she was supposed to do. She gave him the MC. She gave him the capsicum. She gave him, you know, just the two or three things that you needed to take, you know, if you had the heart attack. And he recovered enough to stand up and walk into the clinic. And they weren't even going to the Mayo Clinic. It just happened that the Mayo Clinic was there. And the doctors looked at him and said, "Tim, you know, what on earth are you doing here? You're supposed to be dead." And of course, everybody burst out laughing. And they said, "We've never seen anybody recover from a widowmaker like this, because you've just had a, you know, something that would require quadruple bypass." So they were so impressed with what "Don't ask me, ask my wife." So they asked Dr. Joan what she'd done. And they were so impressed that right then they asked her to come back and to give talks to the doctors every month about how she did it. So that's another great story. And another story, so that's the third story. And then another one was Vivian from Seattle. Her husband is a very well-known cartoonist, you know, and he was drawing a lot of things that she was doing. She was teaching in school, and she had ovarian cancer. So when they called me, I said, "This is going to be, you know, I said this is going to be quite a journey, and you're going to have to do a lot of things differently than what you're used to doing," because he said, "We tried the doctors, we haven't got anywhere." Anyway, fast forward about, you know, five months later, I had in my computer quite a collection of recipes, because at that time, I think it must have been maybe about six or seven years ago, there weren't all the paleo books out that there are now. Now everything you look at has paleo on it, right? But it was just the beginning when Dr. Cordain was just putting out his information about paleo, the paleo diet. And so she had created a whole bunch of recipes. So I said, "Send them over." She said, you know, I said, "Send them over and I'll share them with other people." So she sent me a whole bunch of recipes, and which was really, really nice. And she was particularly happy because she knew that ovarian cancer was, you know, it's usually diagnosed very late. And it's diagnosed late because nobody can see it, nobody can touch it, nobody can feel it, and very often it has no symptoms until it gets really serious. And so she did get the serious symptoms. And of course, everybody in the school she was teaching in was very impressed. She was able to go back to work, after about 9 months. So that was another very, very happy story. What am I going to talk about? And then I'm going to tell you another one that, that really gives me pause, because sometimes things are going very well and then something happens. And, the fixation that people have with doctors and how the white coats are the only people who know everything, it's very strong, I think, especially in Canada, I find. As you notice, most of my clients are from the United States. So this person called me actually a few years ago. We were at a business meeting and she grabbed hold of me when I was going in for lunch, and there were about 60 people there. So I said, look, we can't talk now. Give me a call. And she waited 2 years before she called me. Okay, her name is Tatiana. She waited 2 years before she called me. And when she called me, she had already had an ileostomy. And it was, and they said that it was reversible. Now, that was the good news about it. But she said, they can't do anything else for me. They just said, let's watch and wait. And meaning, basically, when doctors say that very often, it means go home and die, right? Or get your papers together. So she was a real fighter. And there were a lot of complications and things, but there were no complications when it was a question of taking the, taking all the products. Only I had to be very careful how I measured them out, because she had an ileostomy and there were some things that, didn't get digested as easily as with somebody who doesn't have an ileostomy, right? And so she was very, very compliant. And, every coaching session she reported, progress and everything. And then after 4 months, she wrote a letter, didn't write it to me. She wrote it to one of our mutual friends, one of our mutual friends. And she said, I've made a lot of progress working with Jacqueline, and this blood test has come out fine. This other blood test has come out fine. And they say they're having trouble finding the cancer and so on and so forth. So she wasn't completely done. And then, unfortunately, she decided she would pick up her bags. This was also all over Facebook, okay? And it was really so sad. She picked up her bags and she went to Mexico. And then she said to me, she called me and she said, she says, I know that, you've done a good job. I said, I haven't done a good job. You have, right? And I was wondering what she was going to say next. And she says, but, I really have to go to Mexico, because after all, they are doctors and they know better than you. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking every blood test has come out perfect. Okay. Better and better until it was perfect. And it was only 4 months. Okay. And she decided she would go to Mexico. So, people make their decisions and we have to accept them, and that's all there is to it. But that's how strong the pull is to the allopathic system. And, I give seminars and things as well. And I think we're all working, Donna and Kathy and I and everybody else is working on this program. We just want to educate the public to have a look, just pause. Don't jump into a decision like you've got to have chemotherapy tomorrow morning, which is what they tell you. Don't jump into it. Just have a look at what we do and look at the common sense behind it, and see if it's something you'd like to give it a try. So, but anyway, we soldier on, and this is our life's work. And this is, as I said, all I want to do for the rest of my life. And then a similar story happened in Paris, because I do this in French as well. So I had this client, Donna, this is Daniel's sister.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she was here on holiday one summer about 5 years ago, and she asked for a consultation. So I said, look, I'm going to do a consultation, but the end result of this is that you need to drop the other stuff. I said, I can't legally tell you not to do the allopathic stuff. But I said, I don't work with people who have a foot in each camp, okay? It's just my choice. I said, this is a very serious program. It works, okay? And it's worked for, you know, since the beginning of the century. So she said, oh, yes. And she went back to Paris and did nothing. And then after a couple of months, Daniel said to me, oh, you know, her brother who lived here said to me, oh, can you give it another try? So I said, sure, just ask her to call me. So she did. And she says, oh, yes. She says, you know, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have just let everything go and go back to the doctor. And I said, you know, Celine, you can do whatever you like. It's your choice. If you come into this, nobody's holding a gun to your head. You have to make the choice yourself. But if you make the choice, I'd like you to just pause and think, I'm going to do something different, and do it, okay? And keep focused and don't do anything else, right? Because it's just, you know, you let people poison, you know, as I pour good things into your bloodstream, you're there, letting other people pour more poisons into your bloodstream when you have stage 4 cancer and your body's full of toxins anyway, so it doesn't make sense. So she agreed. And then for the next year, she got better and better and better. And then the pull was so strong, okay? And also the doctors were calling her all the time. And, you know, people need to know that this happens, right? It's not that I hate doctors or anything, but the thing is, they have their place and we have our place. The ideal would be if we were to work together. But, you know, that's going to be when pigs fly. So that's okay, because our program works, you know, whether you meddle with it or not. So anyway, so she went back, saw the doctors, and she started chemotherapy and radiation again. So anyway, yeah, that was really almost a waste of a year, you know. But people make choices, and we always have to respect that. And so this is very exciting work, very interesting work, and I love it, and I wouldn't do anything else. And I also want to say something very special, and that was, 8 years ago, Donna, I attended a seminar given by Donna, and I had already been studying a lot of stuff about cancer because I've had some experiences with people who were very close to me who, you know, died tragically, not from cancer, but from chemotherapy and radiation. This was in the 90s. And I vowed that I would leave school early, I would retire early, and go full-time into cancer. So I did retire early. I went back and got my coaching qualifications and everything, and I'm also a reflexology therapist. So, you know, I've been dealing with people with cancer for many, many years, and I wanted something that would, you know, that would not require a lot of time and that would have people feeling that they were getting better very quickly. And I find that on average, by about the third week, something's beginning to rumble inside their bodies that they recognize with great joy and anticipation. And if they keep to the program, they stick with it, and they do everything I say, when I say, and how I say, and if they do all the homework, remember, I'm a teacher, right? All teachers give a homework, so I give them homework every session. And you know, we end up having a lot of fun. And also, I get to meet the wonderful family members as well. And it becomes a whole family thing. I had a client in Turkey who called me one day. And when I gave a session, it was on Skype. 15 people in the family were sitting there listening. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious. I mean, you get some just amazing experiences when you work, you know, when you work with people. So anyway, I'm going to stop there, and I'll be, you know, if Donna wants to open this up for questions, I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Jacqueline. I love it. I love all those success stories and all those experiences and all those adventures. So we will open it up, and you can ask questions. Jacqueline shared a lot of information with us, a lot of success stories, and I loved what Phil said at one of my gatherings that we had here in Kelowna. She said, this is not a story, this is truth. So I want to say Jacqueline just finished revealing her truth. So we'll open it up to questions, and Jacqueline is happy to address them. Go ahead, please.
What's the one for heart attacks? Capsium, MC, how much capsium?
Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Go ahead.
The one about the emergency protocol.
The emergency protocol, yes. Well, first of all, the MC, you just take 8, right, to begin with. And then you wait half an hour and you rinse and repeat. Capsicum, the same amount. I think Joan gave him the same amount of capsicum as she did for with MC. And chlorophyll, it was in the water. You know, she made up a thing with the water because I always ask people to make up a drink, you know, and I, when they asked me what to put in it, I could just put chlorophyll. And if you want to make it a very pleasant summer drink, add some citrus, you know, like lime and lemon juice. If you add lime and lemon, it really is delicious. So there was he, chugging away. Yes.
And that's with chlorophyll?
So I'll just repeat this again, too. Yeah, the emergency protocol that Dr. Joan learned is one of the lessons we have in TAFI, Taking Action for Your Health. So it goes like this. If there are symptoms of maybe a heart attack, chest pain, traveling pain, maybe there's a severe headache. This is what we do. We take 8 MC tablets all at once with a glass of water, and in that water there is capsicum. We open up a capsule of capsicum, put it into the water, and drink it down. And if you have coenzyme Q10, we take a couple of those as well. Then we repeat the capsicum with the water every 15 minutes until the symptoms subside. Usually it takes about half an hour, which is not a very long time. So if there's an emergency and you're dialing 911, you're waiting for an ambulance to arrive, this is the protocol you can use. And by the time they get there, this person will probably be just fine. We've used it on several occasions in the work that I do as well, the emergency protocol. People that phone me because there is some questionable things happening to their body, like I said, chest pains or traveling pains, a headache. This is exactly what we do. Okay? Nana, thank you.
So is it 1 capsicum or 8 capsicum?
Now, in my emergency protocol, 1 capsicum capsule opened up in a glass of water is plenty, but...
With 8 MC?
With 8 MC, yeah. But it sounds like within Dr. Jones' situation, she dumped a bunch of capsicum in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be what needed to be done. She was in a panic and did it. I mean, how can it hurt anybody? Can't hurt anybody. I just want to say also that when people are going through this very traumatic situation, you can't taste the heat in the capsicum anyway. When they're in trauma, the taste buds are not there. They don't work properly. So giving somebody a bunch of capsicum in water, they wouldn't taste the heat. And Dr. Joan probably did just that. This is a great protocol for all of us to know. Okay? All of us need to have some MC, some capsicum at home stored away. Okay, if you're not using it regularly, store it away for those kind of emergency purposes.
So if it's no emergency, can you just take 1 capsicum a day, let's say with lemon? And then what about the MC? You have to continue taking or just when you need it?
Okay, so in regards to MC, we have this program called the oral chelation program. And this is where you start MC, taking 1 tablet twice a day, 1 with breakfast, 1 with lunch. And you take Chinese mineral chi tonic, because it's back, 1 ounce each time. And you take 1 super oil or 1 super omega-3 with each meal. Then week 2, you increase the MC. So you take 2 MC with breakfast, 2 MC with lunch, and you take super oil, 1 with each meal, and you take 1 ounce of mineral chi tonic, 1 with each meal. on week three. And you keep going till you increase it up to the full dose, which is 6 tablets of MC twice a day, along with 3 ounces of mineral chi tonic altogether for the whole day, and 3 super oil. This is the complete program. You do this program for 1 month for every 10 years of your age. So if you happen to be 60 years old, you would do the full program for 6 months. And sometimes we need to even add heavy metal detox. We are so poisoned today by the mercury fillings we've had in our teeth, by all the vaccination shots that we've had, and the flu shots and tetanus shots and pneumonia shots and shingles shots, and there's a shot for everything now. We're so poisoned by heavy metals from those vaccination shots. I usually recommend that you take also 2 capsules of heavy metal detox twice a day. So that's the protocol. Anybody can do this. Now, people with serious heart problems, somebody like Lauren Smith, he did not notice a difference in his health until he had done this for 5 months. Okay? You just have to allow time for those supplements in your bloodstream to clean that out, because there's so much debris there that it takes several months to clean that out. Okay, so that we understand this is not an overnight process. And you heard Jacqueline speak. And what did she say? She worked with cancers. That one did it for 4 months. That one did it for a year. That one did it for 6 months. It requires time. Your little stem cell carpenters need time to rebuild a heart internally, or they need time to rebuild a lung or an ovary or whatever organ it may be. It takes time for a carpenter to build a house. Doesn't happen in 2 weeks, doesn't happen in 1 month. It takes several months. The same applies to our body internally. The stem cells need nutrients and they need that oxygen. And if the road pathways are clogged up, then we have to allow time for that snowplow to come in there and clean out the roads so the oxygen and nutrients can get to the stem cells. And the stem cells can utilize the oxygen and nutrients. Okay? That takes time. And we are very impatient in our society. We are bred to think that there is a magic pill. Just give me the pawpaw so that I can cure my cancer. Does not work here in the work that we do, because it requires 5 pillars that need to be addressed. That's injury, be it the heart or be it a cancer, an injury that causes cancer. We have to address inflammation. That's the poisons that cause inflammation and clog up the roadways. We have to deal with elimination, making sure that the lymphatics are moving, that the elimination channels are open. That's the large intestine, the bowels, the kidneys, the skin, the elimination channels must be open for all that poisons to drain out of our system. We need to address infection. This is where we use PAPA, if it happens to be cancer, or Podarco. We have to clean that out, and we have to address blood circulation. That blood must circulate. We need to clean that blood out. And I use that blood protocol, the oral chelation protocol. I use it for every single cancer client. This is critical, that blood be cleaned out. And once the 5 pillars are addressed, and you also address the sources of the inflammation, in other words, what are the external poisons that are clogging up your bloodstream? Where are those poisons coming from? That needs to be addressed. And if we do that, the law of nature says that you will overcome heart problems, or overcome cancer, or overcome multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease or infertility or diabetes or whatever that means. In my world, there is no such thing as cancer. Right? Who made up that word cancer? Who made it up? There is only a toxic overload and a nutritional deficiency. And we are buying groceries from a grocery store that lacks nutrients. And please do not tell me, and you will never convince me, that all you need to do is eat grocery store-bought foods. If that were true, there would not be an epidemic of cancer in 2018. We are deficient in nutrients, and our blood is clogged up. This we must ultimately know. Once we do that, and we take our body temperature first thing in the morning, that body temperature rises to 37 degrees Celsius or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. At that point, those cancer cells will burn up. Cancer cells cannot survive in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. We raise the body temperature by cleaning the blood and by eating high-dense superfoods. We also eat meat here to raise the body temperature, and we eat fats and oils here to raise the body temperature. Okay, next question, if any.
Donna? I want to know if the Papa is in already or no.
Ah, thank you for asking that. I have received information from Jennifer Cole that Papa will be released back on the market by, I think, this week, December the 6th, maybe. So for those people that want to order Papa, this is the way you do this. You need, number one, an account number with Nature Sunshine Canada. Number two, you need to order the Papa via email. The email address is sunshinedirect@natr.com. So if we go Sunshine Direct, SunShineDirect, Direct, DIRECT, sunshinedirect@natr.com. And there you request 3 containers of Papa. You can only order 3 containers of Papa per account number per month. You need your account number, you need a method of payment, and you need to state the quantity. I want 1 Papa or 2 Papa or 3, but you can't go beyond 3. Thank you for asking that, Louise. Papa should be here this week. Okay. Other questions, please.
How long can you keep Papa in the freezer?
How long can you keep Papa where?
In the freezer.
Oh, I would think a long time.
Okay.
Okay, who is it?
It's Juanita.
I thought so. Hey, Juanita. Nice to have Juanita on the call. Okay. So we've heard all of Jacqueline's stories, and if you're not familiar with Juanita, she comes on the call on occasion. She lives here in the Kelowna area. She comes to our meetings in Kelowna. And Juanita has overcome uterine cancer. Yeah, that's right. Uterine cancer, I had to think.
That's right. Yeah.
And we're celebrating 9 years of being cancer-free. When she was first diagnosed with cancer, she had surgery, she had a uterus taken out, she did chemotherapy, she did radiation therapy, and 2 years down the road, the cancer came back. I want everybody to know that didn't work, and usually it doesn't work. Okay? The chemotherapy and radiation can cause a second round of cancer, and that's what Juanita witnessed. This is when she decided not to pursue that route any longer. This is a very wise decision, and I love what Juanita said. She said, and this is her comment always, go home and clean out your cupboards. I love it. Okay, go home and clean out your cupboards. okay? Meaning she changed her lifestyle because we don't eat sugar and grains and starches here. Starches and grains convert to sugar. Sugar feeds cancer. It was very well documented by Dr. Otto Warburg in 1931 when he received a Nobel Prize because he proved that fermentation of sugar feeds cancer. So we don't eat that starchy stuff. We don't eat the sugary stuff because that could feed cancer. Juanita did just that. That's why she says she cleaned out her cupboards. Okay, she moved into eating the right foods, taking a superfood smoothie, probably twice a day. And she also took cat's claw combination, properly proteins plus enzymes. I don't remember the whole program. Mm-hmm. And she took papa. How many papa did you take, Juanita?
I only had to go as far as three.
Okay. She took three papa a day. And there you go. And how long did it take you before you noticed that your cancer was gone?
It was only a matter of months.
Okay, a matter of months. And most people want to quit after, you know, 6 weeks or 2 months. They're already quitting, looking for a magic bullet. Okay? So there we go. And Juanita, are you still taking papa?
No.
No.
And so I have some in the freezer, and I wondered, how long can I keep that?
Oh, nice. You have it in the freezer. It'll be good for a long time.
Good.
In a dark bottle, in a dark capsule. No, it'll be good for a long time.
Excellent. Okay.
Don't tell any of these people you have them in the freezer. They might rob you. And Juanita's been cancer-free for 9 years. Very exciting. Okay? And I want to say there's many Juanitas in this, in our country, in Canada, and also on the stateside. Many people, hundreds of them, that have done the therapeutic nutritional program using papa, using superfoods. Many of them have done this, okay? And so here's what I want to say. You either believe me that we're telling you the truth, or you think it's a lie, one or the other. There's only two choices. It's either the truth or it's a lie. There's nothing in between here.
True. Okay, Dana, I wanted to know, if you're doing it as a prevention, what would you suggest? How many papa should you take, like a day?
Okay.
Two
I know
or
that,
three or one or what would be as a prevention, like a person doesn't have a cancer but just wanted to improve, you know, to make it better for the body.
Okay, so here, let's just talk about prevention, okay? Here it is. Here's prevention. Prevention is making sure that your stem cells all have all the nutrients required to heal an injury. That's prevention number one.
Yeah.
So we start off by eating the right foods and having a superfood smoothie with Chinese mineral chi tonic. We have flax hull lignans, collagen plus, chlorophyll or green zone. That's number one. Number two, we make sure that we open up the lymphatic system by using some cat's claw. And if you read the bottle, it says four a day. That's prevention, making sure that the lymphatic system is cleaning out the toxic debris, moving it out. Number three, we make sure the elimination channels are working. That's your kidneys, so you need to drink water and chlorophyll. That's your bowels, so you need to take some LBS too if they're not working right. And the next one is, number four, is where you take the, if you want to take papa and you want to do it for prevention, maybe you can do two bottles of papa and that would be it. And you wouldn't have to take a whole lot of them, maybe three or four a day, okay? For maybe two bottles worth, if that's what you want to do. But the last one is making sure that your body temperature is 37 degrees Celsius. That's prevention, okay?
Yeah.
So we don't just rely on papa thinking it's going to prevent us from getting cancer when you haven't addressed the root canals that are in your teeth. Okay?
Yeah.
I want us to really be clear on that. thank you for asking that. It's a really great question. Go ahead. Sorry, there was some other comment from someone. Okay, I thought there was someone else speaking. Go ahead.
Donna, I just wanted to ask if it's okay to do the basic or detox basics with the pawpaw, or would you do them separately?
Oh, no, you can do detox basics with pawpaw. Sure, that's a great idea. Detox basics works on the liver.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a liver cleanse, and it also increases the probiotic, good probiotic bacteria in your entire intestinal tract. Okay? Yeah, it's a really good idea.
Okay, and are you supposed to keep pawpaw always in the fridge or not completely necessary?
We have been taught by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin, if you want to lengthen the time of, how can I say this, of pawpaw's nutrient value, you can keep it in the freezer and it doesn't lose its potency.
Okay. Also, I just wanted to give the comment that the emergency protocol there for stroke or heart attack really works. I had to use it this weekend and it worked.
Oh, tell us about it, Valerie. Go ahead. This is awesome.
Well, it was just my husband. He had all the symptoms of the stroke, and I had all the things here, so I gave it to him, and his vision came back within probably 10 minutes. It all came back, and I still took him to the emergency just to check, and that really gives me what Jacqueline was talking about, that we all tend to go to the doctors, which probably we didn't have to go, but we did. And all his symptoms had disappeared.
Woohoo! I love it. There you go. Here we have another success story. This is by Valerie. So I hope everybody heard that. Her husband had symptoms of a stroke. So the symptoms were that he lost his vision?
Yeah, the vision went blurry, dizzy, and the left part of his mouth is numb, and the lip goes kind of funny down, droopy.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Droopy mouth. Okay. There you go. So we have another witness to the emergency protocol, and Valerie used it. And it took 10 minutes.
Yeah,
okay.
And I didn't give all eight of them. I only gave him four of the MC, and I gave him two of the capsium and the Chitonic.
There we go. She gave him four MC, two capsicum, and some Chitonic, and it worked. There we go.
Yeah, and then he had chlorophyll water after.
And then
it all happened so fast and so quick, and, you know, you just don't know how he's responding to take all that, but he managed to drink it all down, you know.
I remember Dr. Joan telling everybody how she poured it down her husband's throat. I remember saying that. Okay, do you remember that, Jacqueline?
Yes, I do.
She was pouring it down his throat to save his life. Okay? So it's the same thing. It's like, do whatever you can do, but just do it. Okay.
I wanted to ask you this, Donna, because you know my situation. My husband did have a stroke.
Yes.
And he's doing very well, but the only problem I have, because he is on the blood thinners and I cannot get him off of the blood thinners because he will not listen. In case if comes the emergency, like she was saying right now, would I be able to give him all that thing in the top of the blood thinners?
MC would not affect the blood thinners.
Would not affect, okay.
No, and you know, I just want to say something about capsicum is absolutely an amazing herb.
That's a good
point. Dr. Christopher used to use it with every single client in every single condition, and one of the things he said was capsicum can break up a blood clot.
Wow.
There you go. Okay?
Yeah. Well,
so just like
so
Valerie
much.
Was saying, she didn't know whether this was a stroke or what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what's a stroke? There's a blood clot happening somewhere.
Yeah.
Boom, she did the four capsicum. She did the, oh, I'm sorry, two capsicum. She did the 4-MC, got that breaking up, got it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? It worked.
Well,
okay.
Thanks, because that was bothering me for so long already, and I said, I got to ask this, because in case, you know, if it would reoccur or something like that, once you have a stroke, it can always reoccur, and he's following the diet like I do, but the only thing is, in the back of your mind, you're always, you know, thinking, what about if something happened, what do I do, because he's taking a blood thinner, so now you answer my question, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you, Valerie, for sharing that. So Valerie shared it, and this is for you, Louise. This is
thank
awesome.
You so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, so I'm going to bring this to a close. So first of all, I want to thank you, Jacqueline, for taking the time to be with everyone this evening and to share those stories. Because every time we share those truths, pardon me, those truths, it's helping one more person, or one person that's listening to the call this evening knows of someone that can be helped by the information you shared this evening, Jacqueline. I appreciate that. I appreciate your input too, Valerie. You've already touched Louise, and I appreciate having you, Juanita, on the call as well. Your sharing is touching one more person. Never underestimate whose life you can save by your sharing. So just to leave you again with this evening, I just want to say that if you're in the Kelowna area, my Christmas party is this Saturday, December 8th at the Golf and Country Club, starting at 9:30. The fee is $20. Taffy Teen 47 is open for registrations to start in January. And please write down in your calendar our January events. And the January events are where Nature Sunshine is bringing Stephen Horn to Winnipeg on January 27th, a Sunday, January 28th, Vancouver, January 29th, St. Albert, January 30th, Red Deer, and January 31st, Kelowna. Next Monday, we'll have our last call before we recess for the Christmas season to January the 14th. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call this evening. Thank you for your contributions. Thank you, everyone, and lots of blessings to you and your family for the week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Donna.
Bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Donna, later.
Well, I've been sitting here all day, I've been sitting in this waiting room. And I've been waiting on my friends, yes, I'm waiting on this conference call. All alone, and I'm on hold. Well, yes, I'm on hold. I hope it's not all day. Well, I wonder where they are, yes, I wonder where my friends have gone.
Where'd they go?
Tell me, where could they be while I'm waiting on this conference call?
I don't know.
Well, I'm holding on my phone, yes, I'm holding on the line. Hey! I don't know where they are, I don't know why I'm still alone. I'm on hold. Oh yes, I'm on hold. I hope it's not all day. Hey!
Well, let me tell y'all a story about a man who was on hold all day. Yes, he was. Now, maybe he had the time wrong and maybe he didn't. There's just no way for me to say. And yes, I have seen some long hold times in my day. Yes, I have. And this was one of the worst. Now, this young man did not hang up the telephone, and you guess what happened? Yeah, that call began. That call started.
So stay on hold. You gotta stay on hold.